The Early is one of the Midwest's most lively and energetic bands. With a style that fuses sounds of 70s soul, funk, and rock, the group brings a one-of-a-kind musical experience to both the studio and a live setting. Backed by melodic hooks from both guitars and keyboards, rhythmic drums, and 3-to-4-part vocal harmonies, The Early combines all of these elements to create a sound that's all their own, and they focus on bringing a musical experience to audiences in both their studio work and live performances. I sat down with band member Colin Matafor, who talked to me about the band's diverse mix of talent, their creative process, and how they keep their audiences coming back. Hello, Colin Matafor. Welcome to The Sauce.
Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you finally. I know we've been kind of back and forth on this, and we finally were able to get you on the show, and I'm really happy about that.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So you are a member of a band called The Early.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about that band?
Well, first of all, there's no A. It's just E-R-L-Y. So when anyone goes to search us, just keep that in mind. But it's been going through a lot of lineup changes the past couple of years. The band originally started in June of 2017, I think, and we've had a few members go in and out, but it started with myself and our drummer, Fran Gleason. We met at a recording session through a mutual friend, and we just got to talking about music, and the band I was with at the time was coming to an end, and his band was coming to an end. So we decided to start our own band together, and we got some friends for bass and guitar and vocals, and we played a Kentucky Derby party at our drummer's house. So that was our first gig as a group, at least. And then we started going from there. Our original singer, Josh Fabegeis, I believe he left the band around the fall of 2017, I believe. And then towards the end of 2018, we finished recording our first album, Shadows, and our guitarist, Trevor McDonald, he jumped in on the band around the mid-2018 because we needed a guitarist to finish the second half of the album, and we found him on Craigslist, so we weren't too nervous, but
that's always a gamble, but it seems like with musicians, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he joined the band around mid-2018, and then we finished our first album, Shadows, in November of 2018. And then around mid-2019, I believe, our bassist, Ivan, left the band. And we auditioned a couple bassists, but they either had other commitments or they just didn't take the time to practice anything. And I can kind of dabble at bass, or at least I've certainly been doing that a little more over the past year or so. And I already knew how the songs went, so I would just fill in on bass until we found somebody else. And then we just kind of decided, well, I could probably just stick to the bass and figure out what I can do with that. And then our current member, Alyssa, she plays keyboard and sings. She joined the band, I want to say, not too far after Ivan left the band. So now it's been the four of us, myself on bass, Fran on drums, Trevor on guitar, and Alyssa on keyboards. And then we all kind of sing lead just depending on the song. And then we harmonize with each other vocally too. So that's been a big improvement since Alyssa joined the band, is that now we have three-part vocal harmonies, and that just adds a whole new layer to the music. And of course, with her keyboards, we're able to get all kinds of sounds. So that's where the band is currently at the moment.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, as a singer myself, and having been in a lot of projects where I'm one of the singers in, you know, the vocals with the harmonies, that mm-hmm. always brings a new dimension, you know, to the music. And I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Your style, actually, of your band kind of fuses a few different sounds. Can you tell us about how your flavor comes together?
Well, with the first album, it was kind of, we were kind of just stepping our toes in the water everywhere we could just to see what we could do. There were some elements of folk and some pop rock a little bit and some elements of some classic rock, I suppose, like some 70s. But with Alyssa joining the band, and since we've been writing more, now it kind of fuses elements of like soul and funk a little bit, just to name some artists, I suppose something like Steely Dan is something that we think about a lot. And people say we sound like Fleetwood Mac, which that's always a great compliment. So we'll take that. And our drummer, Fran, is a huge Dawes fan. He turned me on to them and I turned him on to Talking Heads. But they're
brilliant.
Yes. And Dawes is a cool folk rock group. And that's kind of where we take our storytelling too, and adding the harmonies together, it kind of has that more sensitive side to it. So yeah, I would say right now it's just a bunch of different elements of the mid to late 70s, and then we try to add on whatever modern takes we can, sort of sound like an antique.
There's nothing wrong with sounding like an antique, I think.
I know.
Especially when you give it some, you know, current flavor, it's all right. Aren't we all trying to do that anyway, right?
Oh yeah,
sure. Yeah. You guys, have you been getting out playing live since all of this ordeal with the health scares?
Yeah, we lost a lot of gigs in 2020, obviously everybody did, but throughout the beginning of this year, we have been picking back up a little more, and we're already looking towards booking shows for 2022. So it's been a steady incline, but yes, we're starting to get a lot more shows now.
That's great news. I'm glad to hear it. Now, I understand that you are working on an album. Can you tell me about how that album is coming into being?
It started off normally before 2020, and then 2020 happened. So we were fortunate enough that we got the basic tracking done, the drums, bass, rhythm guitar. So all that was left to do after that point was vocals and overdubs. And then the pandemic happened. So we resorted to doing home sessions, and our producer, Paul, was incredible at that. He did meetings like the one you and I are doing right now. And he would hook up his laptop and he would send it over on our end. And then he would hit record and we would do overdubs, and I'd basically be listening to him through this. I would hardly see him at all. So, but we trusted him enough. So the overdubs and vocals, that was easy enough to do. We did the basic tracking in Crown Point, Indiana, and then all the other home sessions, some were done at my house in the garage. We kind of set up a makeshift sound barrier, a ladder with some blankets over it, just to block any noise. But yeah, it's definitely, but it wasn't the way we expected to make an album, given everything that happened, but we didn't let any of that stop us. We just kept going through. We knew how we wanted these songs to sound. And Paul was amazing at being able to help us with that, despite everything that happened.
Right. I mean, it's quite amazing. You surely weren't alone in the creative process. The pandemic really, those people who are creative and able to sort of problem solve during, you know, limitations like this really came out the box and created brilliant works using technology. I mean, it was almost like a whole new door of opportunity opened up for creativity without being together, which I thought was actually very powerful.
Creative people find a way.
Find a way, you know, when you have to do it, you're going to find a way to do it. Yeah. So I'm happy to know that you were able to kind of push through that. And I know that your album starts with a song called Jasmine.
Jasmine is our first single that we've released.
Jasmine.
Jasmine, you could imagine how this you gave me love. You gave me so much more. You gave me all that I was looking for. 'Cause I got to find my way when I'm going through this crazy life, and there ain't no better day.
And then you have a new song that will have been released on September 10th. Mm-hmm. That song is called Hey Amanda.
That's correct.
What can you tell me about that song?
So Hey Amanda started with Trevor, just this little, when you hear it, the opening riff, that's all it started with. He said, hey, I got an idea for this song. He just kept repeating that riff over and over again. And at the end of the riff, he just kept saying, hey Amanda. He originally came up with that riff as a ringtone for his sister, Amanda.
I love it.
Yep. But he had to bring it to a practice one day. He said, you know, I think this could be a cool song. So he played it and just kept saying, I mean, that's the only lyric I got, hey, Amanda. And then I said, okay, well, I'll try and come up with the rest. So I came up, we started jamming around that riff that he made. And then I started coming up with lyrics for a verse and a pre-chorus. And, you know, as far as the chorus, we thought, well, let's just keep it with Hey Amanda, and that should be pretty cool. And then slowly but surely, the song eventually evolved into what you'll be hearing now.
Well, that sounds great. And I would love to actually have us hear a little bit of Hey Amanda now.
Sure thing.
And this is The Sauce. I'm here with Colin Mataford of the band The Early, and you just heard their second single that they've released called Hey Amanda. This song is going to be appearing on their album, which is scheduled to come out sometime in November of this year. Colin, please tell me about the release of the album and how you plan for it to come about.
Well, we're planning on releasing one single every month to the lead up of the album. We've already released one, what month is this? I lose track sometimes, but August. We released the first single, Jasmine, back in August, and then we'll release Hey Amanda in September. Third single will be October, fourth one will be in November, and then shortly after the release of the fourth one, we'll release the album in its entirety.
In its entirety, so that will include other songs to come or other songs that are being created, or will it be in the form of an EP?
Yes. As far as production, everything is done now. Now we're just waiting to schedule our releases. But yes, the album will include the four singles that we've released plus five new tracks that nobody has heard.
That's really exciting. It's just so beautiful. I can't wait to hear the whole album. I like you guys. I like what you're doing. You give me a little sort of almost a Todd Rundgren kind of vibe sometimes with the vocal and the style, which is kind of right fitting right into the time periods that you were speaking of, your influences and those who you're compared to. I agree with them.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you're awesome to take time to talk to me today. And I can't wait to see your band playing live in the near future. And we look forward to what's to come for you, Colin Mataford and The Early.
Thank you.
You heard The Early and their songs, Jasmine and Hey Amanda. Well, here we are already at the end of this episode of The Sauce. As always, I want to thank you for joining me. I also want to express my deep gratitude for your support of WVPE, your public radio station. We're able to bring you this programming because of you, the listeners. Be sure to tune in next time when I'll bring you more music and insight into the minds of the musicians in our world. You know I'll be right back here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. Until next time, peace and love, beautiful souls.